Dreamscape presents The Final Witness by Paul Landis, narrated by Lane Hockel. Introduction. December 14, 2013 was the kind of day most Northeast Ohioans expect at that time of year. Crisp and cool outside with the temperatures in the lower 30s and a gray canopy of winter clouds overhead. Well, I thought to myself as I left the house, at least it isn't snowing. I was heading to the police station to help with the annual bicycle and property auction. 10 years earlier, I had attended the Shaker Heights Citizens Police Academy, a course offered by the police department to help community members learn how their local police force operates. Police officers introduce attendees to all aspects of the department's operations, and by the end of the course, attendees have a fairly full picture of what is involved in keeping their community safe. After completing the course, graduates are invited to join Shaker Heights Citizens Police Association, CPA. If they are interested enough, after a background check, CPA members can volunteer to help with various police activities. I helped with weapons cleaning and with the annual bicycle and property auction. The auction was being held in the drive-through garage attached to the back of the police station. On that day, it was about two-thirds full of abandoned bicycles, and the garage doors were open at both ends. A cold breeze blew through, but we were sheltered in case of snow. In spite of the temperature, more than 24 people showed up that day. It was known to be a great place to pick up a used bicycle at a bargain price. We'd set up a table and an auctioneer stand. My job, once we got underway, was to lift the bicycle up onto the table beside the auctioneer so that everyone could get a good look and start bidding. We were about an hour into the auction when someone called, "Hey, Paul, the chief wants to see you." I turned around and saw Chief D. Scott Lee, 1959 to 2016, standing by the rear entrance. He motioned for me to come over, so I stopped what I was doing and asked another volunteer to take my place. Chief Lee was wearing casual clothes, sneakers, well-worn blue jeans, a gray sweatshirt, and a tan fleece-lined windbreaker with the Shaker Heights Police Department logo. It was Saturday, his day off, but he had stopped by the station just to see how the auction was going. I liked Chief Lee and was pleased to see him there. It showed his commitment to the job and proved his interest in and support for our organization. But as I walked over to the chief, making my way through the rows of unsold bicycles, I wondered what was up and why on earth he wanted to see me. Little did I know that those few short...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?